الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يطع الله ورسوله ويخشى الله ويتقي فأولئك هم الفائزون وقال تبارك وتعالى كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم اونربل علماء اکرام ریسپیکٹڈ ایلڈرز فرینڈز اینڈ برادرز اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی has made us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this ummah from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala experiences so many physical benefits and so many spiritual benefits. Physically, the benefits can go on and on and on, and spiritually is noteworthy to mention that occasions such as Ramadan is really a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For in the month of Ramadan, we have heard the accolade of praises for the month of Ramadan. Daily after Salatul Zuhr, virtues of Ramadan is read. Masail of Ramadan are heard. After Asr, Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan. After Isha, Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan. After Fajr, Ramadan, here Ramadan. So much we have heard about this month, and we are from amongst those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a chance to see the first Friday, the first Jumu'ah of the month of Ramadan. So many were there who just entered the month of Ramadan, but they left this world. So many were there that Asr, prior to the moon being sighted, they had left this world. But our heart, the lab-dab movement, the heart continued to pump with blood, and life was in us, and we reached Ramadan, we entered into Ramadan. Such a beautiful month, it has come to us. Have we gone into the month of Ramadan yet? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing the weaknesses of ours, that we live in a time when we cannot take hardship, and moreover, we are South African Muslims. Wherever we go, we want what you call special treatment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the weakness of His servants. And according to that, Allah makes muhayya and available all that we need, so that my banda will not pass this month of Ramadan in that manner that I am displeased with him. When it comes to waking up, to the point of even waking up for Sahri, there too Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that my banda is weak. I will make available for him those things which his mind thought about to wake him up to remember me. My banda, he cannot tolerate cold water. I will give him hot water early in the morning, not to heat it over a fire or to look for a natural geyser, but I will give him an electronic geyser, one turn of the tap and he's got hot water. My banda, I will make food available to him on his standard. He must continue worshipping me and I will continue my ni'mats upon him. My servant has been asked to come to the masjid for Salatul Fajr. I told him to do that. But I know this is not the era when he can take now a horse or a mule, and looking at his statures, he cannot walk. So I'll make available to him what was his technology to go to the masjid. When my banda comes to the masjid, perchance his wuzu is not intact, I have made arrangements for wuzu for him. Not that he has to go like how some masjids overseas, he has to throw at a a little badni or a little can into a well. My banda, once again, Even a smaller tap I'll make available for you. You just have to turn it with your fingers now. It's here for you. Oh my banda, you'll feel cold after that wudu. Here is towel for you to wipe yourself. You want to dry your feet? Here's tissue available for you also. Come my servant, worship me. Oh my servant, my Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has described the mu'min like this. المؤمنون هيّنون لينون كالجمل الآنف إن قيد إن قاد وإن نيخ على صخرة استناخة. That the mu'min is like a nakil pehne huwe oont, a camel that has got a rein upon it. Wherever it is pulled, it will follow. And when it's made to go upon a hard place, a sakat chatan, then that camel will bruise itself for the sake of its master and put itself down. Oh my banda, I'm asking you to make sajda. Even if I did not preside the carpets of Masjid al-Nur, Masjid al-Hilal, and West Street and Grey Street for you, you still have to make sajda to me. But having mercy on you, I'll put 500,000, 1,000,000 rand carpets available for you. Come my banda, make sajda to me. Oh my banda, you can't hear. You want to hear what is happening. The imam also cannot read loudly. The voice is getting lost. Oh my banda, I'll make such a system available for you that you can hear my qiraat being recited also. Where has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taken his ni'mat for us so that we can be mollycuddled? This is what you call mollycuddling. When you take a child and you know you feed the child and hold that child and carry that child, practically take the food and mold it to the size of the mouth of that child, and then open the mouth of the child and put it into his mouth and then make him chew also and rub his throat to swallow and rub his tummy so that he can digest. Molly cuddle. Our Mola has molly cuddled us, brothers. Allah has been kind to us, my brothers. Spend one Ramadan in Congo. Spend one Ramadan in Ghana. Spend one Ramadan in Sudan. Then you'll come to know what is the ni'mat over here, my dear brothers. Allah Pak has given us everything on the plate. Oh my banda, you'll be going to your workplace, you feel hot. There too, by the technology what you have made, I'll make muhayya for you, aircon. You don't have to experience the heat. You are like practically in frigid conditions all the time. Alhamdulillah. So the fast is going in that way. Both at home, both in the workplace also. Oh my servant, the heat of Zuhr time is too much for you. The aircon in the car is available for you. Oh my servant, it's too much for you to walk. I brought a driveway right for you here. Park your car outside the masjid door, but come to me. Come to me. And like that, ni'mat upon ni'mat, ni'mat upon ni'mat. Gift upon gift from Allah. Oh my servant, now that you have fasted for me for the whole day, how you must be looking to your iftari. I have tested my servants in the past, but you, my weak servant, I will not make you break your fast with one drop of water and one khajur only. But I will give you tons of khajur that you won't know what to do with it. I will give you whatever you want. Take, but obey me and fast for me. Oh, my servant, I've made it such that you do not have to make Maghrib Salat immediately according to certain masail. That you can delay and enjoy your food, then come for Salat also. How much of ni'mat from Allah far as pleasing our bodily self, my dear brothers. How many ni'mats are there? That even month of Ramadan, which we say it's fasting, it's so difficult, it's so arduous. You know, some are making the statement, when is going to come to Eid, so that we can be away from this. But are we really going through any difficulty for this month? As we mentioned the other day after Asr in the program, that it has only come to this, that the breakfast has come early, skip the lunch and have supper early. That's as simple as, if you want to put it in blank terms. Blatantly, breakfast has become early from 7:30 to 4:30, and supper has become early from 7:30 to into 5:30. Round figure. So now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made everything available for us, my friends, this is how we are spending Ramadan. This is how our Ramadan is passing here in Overport and in Durban. We should think that in this condition also, if I'm not making it, or I'm not making the mark, far as what I'm supposed to do in my basics, then what condition am I waiting for? So many are still contemplating whether to open the Quran now or in the last 10 days. So many are looking forward to say, no, we're still getting into the groove of Ramadan. You know? We're grooving ourselves. By now, if we're not grooved, we must check our grooves in the head also. Maybe there's a groove there. Ramadan is going past us. Practically 1/6 is down. And we're still looking to get grooved and groomed. Malakul Maut is not going to say, he's still got time to get grooved. I'll leave him, Ya Allah, I'll go by somebody else. We have to look at this month of Ramadan with a deeper eye. Come, my brothers. At the same time, when we see something good, you should make mention of it also. MashaAllah, a large amount of brothers. Many, many brothers, and we have come to know from the brothers that the sisters also have taken the month of Ramadan seriously. MashaAllah. Some have already completed their first khatam. Some have gone on to the second khatam. Some are, what we so to say, running the tasbih dry, so much of zikrullah in their life. Many have opened up their bank balances and taking the money from them, feeding the poor. We are watching all this, my dear brothers. MashaAllah. May Allah Pak give you the increase in this, brothers. Continue in this way. Kudaya Paki Kasam, if we spend for Allah, then no nooks will come through sadaqah. This is a hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yes, my dear brothers. Sadaqah, zakat, lillah, all these things for Allah. Outwardly, out of 1 million rand, you put 100,000 rand down for Ramadan. So what's left? 900,000 rand. It looks like now you are losing out. Interest deal will say, no, put 1 million, we'll get 1 million and 100,000 rand. Outwardly, these two figures appear to be a profit and a loss. Sadaqah, zakat, lillah is a loss, outwardly. And interest is a gain. Riba is a gain. Robbing is a gain. Understand that the person who's getting gain through haram means, no doubt, when you count the money, it will come to a 10% increase of that amount. But it is like him making fakhar and pride over his hand becoming swollen. When the hand swells, if somebody comes now and say, look at how big my hand is gone. It has swollen from yesterday to now. It has grown twice its size. Look how big it's gone. Is anything to get happy about that? That your hand has become big? You say, no, you are suffering maybe with some cancer or some blister or some pain. Go and medically check it up. So if a person's bank balance increases and he says, look, I knew there was no barakah in the other system, what the Maulvi say about giving and you'll get. I never heard of something like that. Look at what I did. I told you, by if I put it here and the interest will come, end of the day, you gave sadaqah, you left 100,000 rand short, and I gave and I put my money in this way, I swindled in that way, and I'm 100,000 rand extra. Didn't I tell you I'll be more happy? Now look what I can do with this money. Didn't I tell you I'm going to update my car? See, I'm doing it. Didn't I tell you I'm going to do that extension in my house? See, I'm doing it. And you gave it to the masjid. You gave it to the poor. You gave it to the madrasa. You went in a path of Allah with it. So you are short of money. Brothers, remember, barakah is from Allah. Whatever we will spend now and for the rest of our life, in actual fact, we have put it into the deposit of Allah. We're going to see rand for rand. Maybe in our country they have discarded the cents. Every cent that we have given by Allah, that cent still exists. That is why we say, don't mark your goods at 4.99 and don't give the change. That 1 cent belongs to the customer. This is also a masla. 1 cent, we are marking 4.99 and taking 5 rand. Nahi chalta hai deen mein, brother. Ask any mufti sitting here. Marking something and robbing the person for 1 cent, as a person will be caught for 1 cent, for every cent that we spend in a part of Allah, Allah will give us the reward. So alhamdulillah, brothers. MashaAllah. So many brothers have taken the month of Ramadan seriously. At the same time, understand that I'm taking this month of seriously. I need you to follow me here, brothers. Many times a person comes to a certain part of the talk and then he switches off. Keep it on. If I'm only obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan because the system of everybody doing it and I'm also with the crowd, you know. Everybody's doing, I'm also doing. All are proceeding to the masjid, so I'm also proceeding. then we will suffer once again what we suffered last year. A person comes onto ibadat, or comes onto the friendship of Allah, or comes onto connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon these following conditions. When he's faced with khawf, when he's faced with fear, and when he's in an environment, then he will do this. So now, when we had the 94 elections, at that time, if somebody just had to land in South Africa for the first time, they'll say, in South Africa, when I went to the north, south, east, west, I saw walis upon walis. Everybody is reading Quran, everybody is in a masjid, or everybody is everywhere, and look what they are doing. They're only worshipping Allah. Come 94 down, things are going well. That was a 94. Now I'm a 95. Huh? When the fear came, then we also inculcated some fear of Allah. The next condition, a person will obey Allah when he's faced with some conditions, some halat. Look at all those matriculants. Look, I don't know any matriculant here, no personal attack. But when it's matric time, the boy who never even come for Juma Salat, he's there to read that extra 2 rakat before that physics paper. Why? He's faced with conditions, so he needs Allah. He needs Allah, so now he's putting a few sajdas in front of Allah. The moment he'll see that ME exemption and he's got few distinctions, then he's also exempted after that from ibadat. Allah, I'm exempted, matric exemption. I'm exempted from the masjid now. I'm exempted from any zikr, I'm exempted from any tilawat, I'm exempted from any dawat, I'm exempted from anything. Come brothers. And the next time a person will obey somebody, like you see when a person nowadays, you know, we go to a walima or something. Now the men's section, say the meal is, you know, after Zohar. So some people pitched up early, or the meal carried on right till Zohar. Now you'll see few brothers, they'll wake up. Where's the nearest masjid here? Oh, the masjid is down, okay. You're coming, right? We won't go in one. All the cars, we'll take few cars together and carry on. Now you'll see some people start feeling uncomfortable, you know. No, we're also coming. They saw everybody doing something, so they decided to follow. Had the person not woken up from the beginning, he too would have sat. You see? When you go for a fishing trip also, 2-3 namazis, everybody will perform namaz. So our mind has to be made up, why am I doing this ibadat? Now because everybody is going, now I have to go. If I'm not there, they'll ask me, where were you? Or they'll give me a call. Is it for that I'm obeying Allah? This is a very dangerous thing, because the same complaint is coming all the time. That I don't know what happened to me in Ramadan. I was such that I was reading 2 paras a day. I had it in my hand. Believe me, I used to open that Quran like anything, man. And this when I ate that first, you know, bite on Eid morning, I don't know what happened to me, whether it was that barfi that affected me or what happened to me. You know, brothers? Whether it was at Eid namaz that I went and some wind caught me or what, you know, people talk funny things these days. What happened to me? I don't know. Whole of Eid day, I don't know. There's no inclination towards growing this beard anymore. I feel like shaving now. Why? What happened to me? Please explain to me. Why? Why? I was there with Allah. I cried in front of Him. Believe me, 27th night, I cried the most. Believe it or not. And I was there for every tarawih. Like you said, we should do it. I did it. For 20 rakats, I was there in front, behind the imam. But now I can't even come for 4 rakats Zohar namaz. What's happening to me? So there's the answer, brothers. Why am I doing this thing? Why am I obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because everybody's doing, I'm doing? Or have I got a special love for my Allah? So if up to now we're just functioning on routine, time to retrospect now. Take some time off today to think. That I'm obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also for this reason, which I'd like to mention on this occasion. That I'm obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because I need something to be sorted out. Remember, brothers, when a person makes ibadat, follow me, when a person makes ibadat to solve out a problem, and then that problem is not solved out, then if his sole purpose was only to solve the problem out, he will leave his ibadat. How many come and say, you know, I'm no more going to read this Yasin now. You all told me I must read Yasin. This will come right. It never come right. Look, it doesn't work, man. That is what we call using Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our personal gain. Yes, we should take from the rahmat of Allah for our personal gain. But to make ibadat, these are sensitive matters which I'm clearing up, brothers. To make ibadat only for the sake of sorting out my problem, then two things will happen. When a person will make ibadat to solve his problem, and that person who he made dua for, for example, his daughter was suffering from cancer, she died of the cancer, he leave all the ibadat now. It didn't work. Or he will worship Allah and turn to Allah to solve the problem she got cured, then to he leave the ibadat. Because now the problem is over. Worship Allah for Allah, not for ulterior motives. Gharzi mat bano, gharzi. That, ya Allah, for as long as you scratch my back, in our explanatory terms, inverted commas, I'll scratch your back. I'll see you right when you see me right. Brothers, we don't even deserve this clothing on our bodies. We don't deserve oxygen. Look at our sins. Let's not play holier than thou attitude. Each one think now what sin he committed in his life. Think of the hideous moments in our life, the young days, the 60s, the Elvis days. Yeah, let's talk about it, brothers. Do we deserve the ni'mat of Allah? Do we deserve it, brothers? Allah is still giving us. He is Kareem, 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 Kareem. That's why if you travel in an Arab country, we say Ramadan Mubarak, they say Ramadan Kareem. Because Ramadan is a month when it comes all the way, brothers. And also another thing that comes whilst we are escalating in our worship of Allah, pride comes into the heart also. Now please understand, this does not mean that if pride is coming in your heart, that now you must stop that ibadat. We must look at it that look, how much I'm doing, look at another person, how much more he is doing than me, and carry on. Sometimes a hafiz will say, I'm reading so well. Look at the others, how they are reading. Or someone say, look at my dastarkhan at iftar, how I am feeding. Look at another masjid, they're not so well off like me. Or a million and amount of things can come in that way. Look at our environment of Taraweeh, and look at that masjid's environment of Taraweeh. Or look at my tilawat, and somebody else can't do better than me. Yes, we should compete for the matters of good. But don't let this creep into us. And then you hear people talking. Yes, encouragingly you can say, Alhamdulillah, this year, 5 khatams down. MashaAllah, I'm going to try harder. That is good. But to say, I have made 5 khatams, you can't do anything, I'm better than you. A great scholar, Rahmatullah Ali, Hafiz Abdurrahman Mia, we know him as Molsab, many of you will know also who I'm talking about from Mia's farm. Thereafter moved to Lanesia. Hazrat Hafiz Sahab was asked, that Hafiz Sahab, how many huffaz have you made in your life? Now those who know his record will say, it goes into the thousands. He say, ye mat poocho ki kitne hafiz huye, ye poocho ki kitne kabool huye. Kitne makbool hai. Brothers, we might be pushing sajda after sajda, para after para, tarawih after tarawih. But at the end of the day, we need to say, ya Allah, accept whatever I'm doing. Accept whatever I'm doing. Ya Allah, make me like how Rabia Basriya Rahmatullah Alayha was. When she used to ask you for forgiveness, she used to ask forgiveness for that forgiveness also. Istighfar upon istighfar. This is a very close level of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers. Imagine if a person does for Allah, and then to ask Allah for forgiveness that he didn't do it properly. And when he asks for forgiveness, you say, ya Allah, the forgiveness I ask for not doing the amal properly, I'm asking you forgiveness for not even asking forgiveness properly. Allah, that is ajizi, that is inkisari, that is coming down to earth, brothers. So brothers, these days are in front of us. These days are in front of us, and there's a few points I want to make note of. Whilst Allah Pak is showering his ni'mats upon us, wa in ta'uddu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha, that is there. We cannot count the ni'mats of Allah. Lot of wastage is taking place in the month of Ramadan. Now this is not in my what you call pointing at any masjid. I am just saying from what we have heard and what people have witnessed. So much of food comes. Now what to do with this? Because now a person is not programmed to have that particular dish which is a favorable prior to iftar. So I need to get rid of it after iftar because now another course is taken. And whatever is suitable and palatable to me between Maghrib and Isha will be discarded because after Isha I've got another program. Brothers, it doesn't work like this. There's a few solutions I can offer at this moment. The best solution is cook and feed the ummah. Whatever is extra, remember when we have a dastarkhan also. Our deen goes to practical levels of teaching us how to dispatch of a dastarkhan, meaning the table mat. If there are crumbs of bread, the crumbs I'm talking about now, those little fragments, that should be put where the ants stay. And if there are crusts of bread or pieces of bread, that should be put for the chickens and birds. If there are bones and fragments of meat, that should be put for the feline and canine creatures, the cats and the dogs. And in our dastarkhan, if there are greens, pieces of lettuce, pieces of tomato, pieces of whatever it is that falls under the vegetarian and fruit category, that should be left for the goats, that should be left for the sheep, or that should be left for those creatures that consume that particular thing. This is in dispatching a dastarkhan of the remainders of, so to say, our waste. Then how can food be taken and thrown directly into the dustbin? Toba, toba, we must never face the days of Somalia in our country, brothers. Certain people are waiting the whole day with a soup cup, empty cup, only to come by the line and say, sorry, try tomorrow, pot is finished, go. Sleep hungry. This morning we get the report, how many refugees are trying to get the permanent stay in our country? They are sleeping on a corner of highways, no food to eat, no home to stay in. Brothers, don't waste food. If you cannot have that attitude of feeding, I remember when we were in Sudan, great bank managers, as we passing, they will actually pull the brothers of the Jamaat and make them sit down and eat with you. If you go to the haram, you'll see this in Arabs. So if you have this habit of preparing extra, good, mashallah, but have a set way that not only my half eaten, but my best also will go to them. So that way, like Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, every day he would wear a new kurta to teach hadith. But this doesn't mean over 10 years he had like 3,000 kurtas. He would give the yesterday's one away and wear a new one today out of the ihtiram and out of the azmat of hadith. So to have plentiful and new food varieties, I'm not going to attack that matter in this mimbar here. But learn how to dispatch of whatever is left and how much you have to prepare. If you cannot do that, brothers, then work out now how much is being wasted. If this is the amount being wasted, then I'd rather cut down what I'm preparing because I neither have the heart to give and I've got the heart to waste, so I'd rather just come down on simple. Very important, my dear brothers. The other point is that still there are reports of verbal abuse at the workplace. Because I'm not getting my 10 o'clock tea, I must now take it out upon somebody else. This is the reason, one of the things, what Allama Aini Rahmatullah Ali mentions, Ghaliban, that a person who don't have sari, it will affect him in a day. Because now he never eat in the morning, there's no breakfast, there's no 10 o'clock tea, there's no 12 o'clock snack, so now he needs to attack somebody. No snack, so we go on the snack attack. Who? You can't fight with somebody strong as you, so the worker. Because he's my subordinate, he's my employee. So now I can give it to him. The same job he's doing for us for the past 10 years, he's doing the same job, but now he'll find a fault with it. And then every letter in the dictionary comes upon him after that. Is this what we call roza, my brothers? Because Allah Pa gave me a 4x4 wholesale, I must pick on people. Because Allah Pa gave me a little bit bigger office than other people, then I must have this attitude. And if he's not at the workplace, then bichara, the bibi also, the children also, they all come under our slash of our tongue. We should not do this, brothers. We should have our sehri. And I'm not referring to that sehri, brothers, that we just come and drink a glass of water. Yes, ijazat has been given for that. If there's no time or a person, whatever it is. But provided that that glass of water can carry you for the day, if that glass of water which we're having cannot keep us cool, tempered for the whole day, then rather you have 10 glasses of water and have your palatable meal and finish the thing properly, well before Fajr. Yes, these are points that we have to bring. With Ramadan comes a lot of rahmat, but a lot of anger and a lot of hatred and divorces also coming with the brothers. Remember, in following Sehri, we are opposing the Ahl Kitab. When they fast, the Christian and Jews, they don't have Sehri. And when we fast, we have to have Sehri. So let us change our attitude. One of the reasons why people become angry is that the sehri is not carried out. Side by side with that, as we mentioned 2 weeks ago, many are going to sleep. Yes, certain people, because of waking up early, the body takes a turn, they can't make it for Fajr. Those people medically, spiritually excused, we say read at home, that is a different story. Talking about the masses of Ummah, 99.99%, the hale and hearty ones, just going to sleep straight after Sehri. Ye koi Ramadan hai bhai? Come my brothers. Let us now, immediately after that, you can see how the times are made. From the 11th it will become 5:02, and now it is 5 past. That's what I'm understanding, that form is out. Keep one of those forms, write it down in our book, that when I should be there. You can see how the ulama ikram, those trustees and mutawallis, are trying to make Fajr to suit our needs, because we South Africans, after Fajr, we haven't got strength to sit too much in zikr. Our zikr is Allahumma bismika amutu ahya. You all know that. So the Fajr is also made early. But what after that ni'mat also, we can't make it for Fajr in Ramadan when it's so close and we awake at that time, then what are we going to do the other 11 months of the year? Yes, brothers. Important to think about these matters. Side by side with that, what is happening to my salat of Maghrib in the masjid? Whilst iftar is being provided in any masjid, there's two reasons for that. So that Maghrib salat is not missed. And number two, that maybe somebody is coming from somewhere, he can get something to eat and he can feel a little bit relaxed to read his Maghrib namaz. But a new trend has come out. We mentioned somewhere else also. Maulana, we heard about this family iftar. You know what is family iftar? Oh, it's a new thing now. You know, we heard from a lot of things about a family, but now we're hearing a family iftar. We all are having a family iftar. No, family iftar in this time of 2008, September, denotes that my Maghrib will be read at home so I can have a family iftar. Concept family iftar, brothers. There's Allah's family here. Come here. You finish up with this family, you go to our family. Allah has given us many amenities to have hot food, brothers. So today, inshallah, if anybody falls into that habit where his iftari is at home, he can have his iftari at home. We've got 7 minutes. I'm just talking in this masjid. So if he's living nearby, he can cross. He can eat with a family iftar and come here. Long as he's with a family salah also here. Jamaat namaz, he must be here. But if a person is right where I'm staying, somewhere 10 minutes away from here, and then he's thinking he's going to make it in time here, then that's not on, brothers. You break your fast in a masjid, and you make namaz, then you go have your family iftar. Don't get caught, my dear brothers. That do one thing and leave out another thing. You know what I mean? Fill the water on the top of the carburetor and pull out the pipe at the bottom. What are you filling up then, brothers? May Allah Pak give you and I the tawfiq to make this Ramadan a better one. May Allah Pak open our hearts to feed the poor. Not only feed the poor, that if there's no poor left, then iftar time, I've seen brothers making amal on this, mashallah. You take your rutab, your khajur, give it to the next person, he give it to you. That is also the reward of feeding the next person at fasting time. How's that, brothers? If you can't find any poor person. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq to make our Fajr Salat with Jamaat in a masjid. Except those who are excused and got spiritual, have got Islamic ijazat and permission to stay. May Allah Pak make it that our minds are cool and we carry out our sehri properly. May Allah Pak make it, my dear brothers, that we are here for Maghrib namaz with Jamaat, inshallah. And may Allah Pak make it that the rest of Ramadan we read our Taraweeh. Pabandi, even those that have finished up in early 10 days and 20 days, that we don't go around, we can go around to listen to other hufaz, but don't think that now I finish in 20, I can relax now. That's also one thing to make mention of. Don't think it finished early, so I can also take an early break. Brothers, we continue to go to the masjid. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.